Hi, Kurt, Ramesh, and Jonai. Thanks for joining the sessions today. We're discussing the American Codings Conference program a little bit, just to have a little chat about the formation of the program, actually. This is going to be for the American Coding Show preview, so everybody can learn a little bit about the program. So let me see my first question. If each of you could name three words or attributes, how would you describe the quality of the submissions this time?
Maybe like if I can start.
Yeah.
I would say cutting edge would be the first one. Sustainability has been also pretty much repeated, and also digitalization. Mm-hmm. I think we are this year very much focused on digital developments in the industry.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Thanks, Jirai. What about you, Kurt? What do you think? Three words that would describe the quality of the submissions?
Yeah, I don't know if I can nail it down to a few words. I thought it was very interesting. There were a lot of new sort of innovative kind of companies that I was seeing for the first time, and I mm-hmm. thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah, things that I there's a lot. it seems like a lot of the innovation right now is coming more from some of these startup groups or people that are looking at sort of different sort of adjacent topics to the traditional ones, let's say. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to learning some things from that.
That's interesting. That's different from past editions, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was because in the past I was always kind of looking at, sort of the where I was professionally involved, or my company was professionally involved. So the sort of the technologies and the markets there, but I think there's, like, if you look at even just an application technology, some of it gets into the digitalization stuff, but it's, I'm also just seeing a lot of kind of interesting additives that are coming along, mm-hmm. coming along, or additive kind of technologies, let's say, where, people are trying to find new alternatives that are more, maybe getting around certain, environmental restrictions or whatever. So I think there seems to be some a new burst of creativity, let's say. Mm-hmm. You can maybe use that phrase if you want. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you very much, Kurt. What about you, Ramesh? If you would have to nail it down to like three attributes, what would you think?
One is outstanding quality of the submissions. Mm-hmm. We had a very tough time to put the slots together. So we are really happy to say that we have really, really good papers or presentation that have been lined up. Second one will be excited to listen to some of the new innovations. First-time papers going to be presented on new technologies. As Kurt mentioned, additives, greener space, more in tune with the environmental regulations. That's number two. And third one is looking forward to the interactions, whether it's a presentation or posters and the conference.
Thank you so much. I mean, you actually approached it already. Would I ask it anyway, how easy or how difficult was it for you to agree on which papers to accept for the conference?
Yeah, I can start. It is a well thought out process, and you could see it is a panel of judges who are reviewing. In this case, it was Kurt, myself, and with the contribution from Vincent. We all rated the papers individually, and then we reviewed all together. So there are presentation papers that were very clear when all of us said it's a unanimous thumbs up, it is going to be. And some of them we had a very spirited discussion and say why it deserves a oral slot. And there were a few that we went back and said we need to improve the technical content. And sometimes we did recommend them for a poster session. So depending on the discussion we had.
Mm-hmm. But what about the other two? Brendan, you're right.
Yeah, you. So one of the things that we, once we get sort of the list of the papers that we think are good candidates, we it's always good when we have, you know, more good candidates than we have slots for. And this was the case this time, certainly, again. But we are looking for, you know, ways to group them and block them so that they are on similar themes. So we'll always have, you know, be trying to find, you know, ideally six at least, or groups of six that would sort of be on a similar theme that that would make it a very compelling, you know, program for particular individuals that are going to be interested in particular topics. So that, I think in the end, that's one, the ones that are good papers that don't make it, usually that's one of the reasons why. There might be eight pretty good papers on a topic, but we have to only choose six. So we have to make those kind of hard decisions. Mm-hmm. But generally it's trying to group them around topics. And there are a couple of topics I think this time that are new, or again, trying to evolve into the, you know, with the industry and you know, really address the questions that the participants, the attendees are really concerned about.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with what both Kurt and Ramesh said. I mean, at the end, it's very nice to have more submissions than slots. On the other hand, it's a little bit also sad or frustrating because you need to choose. But there is always, and coming and wrapping it up with what Ramesh said, it's always, if not a presentation, then can be a poster. Mm-hmm. So we always have different opportunities for all the persons and companies who wanted to submit a paper.
Well then, finally, I would like to ask the question, why is it a must attend to go to the American Codings conference next year? Would like to start.
Yeah, I can start. This is a premier event for the Americas region, the American Coding Show, because it's one of the biggest gatherings we do once in 2 years. And also, it's a well-attended show, not only for technical, but for technical support people, business development people, and commercial. And why it's a must is you have a variety of topics that are going to be presented, whether it is Introduction 101 or Paint in the short courses for people who are fresh in the industry to come and learn what's new in this area. And then to even for people who are in the industry for 15, 20 years, but they want to learn something new, innovative, like a smart codings or bio-derived, circular economy, digitalization. So we are offering a variety of short courses for advancing their knowledge. That's the best. The second one we have seen, it's one of the largest gathering of intellectually minded coatings professionals and paint professionals all in the same place for the whole week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is a great place where people meet and discuss what are the new things happening and how do we plan for the next 2 years.
Thank you, Ramesh.
The one piece of that Ramesh just mentioned is that even just the networking opportunities are phenomenal, and you're going to find the people that you should probably be meeting and talking to and catching up with in the sessions that you're going to, and you're never going to see them on the show floor. The show floor is just too big, so. I think even from that point of view, that's really the best place to really make the important kind of connections that you want to make, even if it's just with a vendor or something like that, but or a customer. But even apart from sort of the technical content, On the technical content side, though, I would say, and that's just where I always come back to as a sort of a science geek, but it always surprised me how many people were not really interested in understanding, sort of the technical scientific reasons why things were happening in their paint formulations or in their paint applications or whatever. And they're not really, but I think if you really want to succeed, you can't just be content with, reading marketing hype about things and hearing sales pitches. You really do need to understand, why, whether you're a formulator or you're developing new products for the industry or an applicator or whatever, if you don't really understand the basic technical fundamentals of what's happening and what's new coming down the pike for innovations, then you are not going to be able to, I think, succeed well. And so anyway, this is the chance to really be with a community that is dedicated to that enterprise, I would say.
Thank you, Kurt.
I would wrap it up, keep it at strictly to the content. So we, or at least in the American Coatings Conference, there is something that other events can provide. That is, when they submit, they need to click whether their job has been presented somewhere else or not. All the presentations that will take place during the event are information that has never been presented before. So it's the only place where you can find this kind of information for the first time. So it's a must attend in case you want to be up to date to what's going on in the coatings industry for the Americans, and also a lot of different participants come from across the globe, come also from Europe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Yai. You will also open the conference, as far as I know. Is that right?
Correct.
Maybe you want to also speak to the audience now, invite everybody to come to.
They are more than invited to come to see me and see what's going on in the coatings industry. And it would be great. We will have one of the biggest players in our industry also doing the keynote. So it would be very interesting and be some sort of family gather of this industry. So I hope to see all of you there.